الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders, friends, respected mu'takifin, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I recited before you verse 133 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to a unique incident that took place thousands of years before Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in this world. The greatest Nabi of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the face of this earth is Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any one of you men. He is the Rasul of Allah, and in fact he is the seal of all prophets. Second in line after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the position of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with two sons, Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam's son name was Yaqub, and Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's two sons were Ismail and Ishaq. Ishaq's son's name was Yaqub. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam with 12 children. They are called the Banu Israel. The 12 children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, they are called the Banu Israel. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to an incident at the time of the death of Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. And he addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says to him, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَذَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Were you present at the time when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was on his deathbed? Now obviously, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not present at that point. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala presented in this way to say to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were not there, but I was there. I know about it. I know what happened at the time of the death of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam addresses his children. Is qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di. He told to his children, who will you worship after me? I've lived with you. I taught you about Allah. I taught you about Tawheed. I taught you about obedience to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm about to part from this world. Who will you worship after me? So the sons of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, they replied and they told their father that we will worship your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, we will worship Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is one Allah. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun. And we will submit to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That a thought-provoking incident is, this is the death of a Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the son of a Nabi. He is a Nabi himself. He is the son of a Nabi, Ishaq alayhi salam. His uncle is also a Nabi, Ismail alayhi salam. His grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is a Nabi of Allah. 3-4 generations of prophets coming down. It's a household of prophets. They're always talking about Allah and the Rasul. They're always talking about obedience to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They were nurtured in obedience to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yet, at the time of the death of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he's concerned about the iman of his children. Who will you worship after me? From this we understand how important it is for us to be considerate of our iman, looking after our iman. What will happen to our iman? Are we going to die in the state of iman or not? What is our condition? We hear so much about death. We get so many death messages. We probably take part in giving ghusl to the dead. We probably take part in shrouding the dead. We join the janaza salah. But with all that, we are so indifferent to death. And if any one of us have to pass away, then probably at the time of our death, we will address our family, will address our children. Don't forget about that property. Don't forget about that investment scheme. I worked very, very hard for that investment scheme. Make sure you look after it. And at most, if you have to say something, we will say, son, don't forget you must read your namaz also. Most respected elders and friends, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created us in this world with an aim, with an objective. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Blessed is that being in whose hand is the kingdom. Allah has created death, Allah has created life, so that He may test you who is best, most beautiful in His amal. The aim and objective of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is creating us is for us to be obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to exert ourselves in the ibadat of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In this way we carry on right until we leave this world. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every one of us are going to taste death. Every moment of our life we are getting closer to death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whatever you do, whatever ibadat you do, or whatever bad you do, good and bad, everything will be accounted for on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. That person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam, and he had entered into Jannah, indeed such a person is successful. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, Al-kayyis man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. Who is an intelligent person? It is he who took control of his nafs. The nafs of a person is very free. It wants to fulfill itself. It wants to fulfill all its wishes and its expectations. But an intelligent person is that person who takes control of his nafs. And he prepares for death, he prepares for life after death, he prepares for hisab and accountability in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That person is an intelligent person. at the time of Harun al-Rashid. Harun al-Rashid was a Khalifa from the Abbasi Khulafa. There was a person by the name of Bahlul. He was a very jovial person. For Harun al-Rashid, he used to tell his courtiers that whenever Bahlul want to come into the palace, let him come. No restriction for him. And Harun al-Rashid used to joke a lot with him. So one occasion, when Bahlul came to Harun al-Rashid, jokingly Harun al-Rashid told to him that, do you know of any person that is more stupid than yourself? He just joked with him. So, he did not reply anything. Harun al-Rashid then told him, listen, I've got this one stick. I'm giving it to you. Any time in life you come to know of somebody that's more stupid than yourself, then return the stick to me. Life carried on until such time when Harun al-Rashid was on his deathbed. Bahlul heard about Harun al-Rashid being on his deathbed. He thought he should go and visit the Khalifa. He comes to Harun al-Rashid. Assalamu alaikum, Amir al-Mu'mineen. What is the matter? What's happening? Harun al-Rashid mentioned to Bahlul, I'm very, very ill. I'm very sick. I'm about to leave this world. Oh Khalifa, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, when you used to travel in this world, you used to make preparations to travel. You used to go with your army, you used to go with your courtiers. Great, great preparations you used to make. You used to send your army ahead of time to make preparations. What preparation did you make for your travel to Akhirat? Harun Rashid mentioned, oh Bahlul, I haven't made any such preparation. For the type of journey that lies ahead of me, I have not made any preparation. Bahlul, he told to Harun Rashid, you know, I've got one amanat, one trust to return to you. Some time ago you gave me a stick and you told me that if you come across any person that's more stupid than me, then I should give the stick back to you. You travel in this world, you should make great, great preparations. You should understand the importance of those travels. But what about a travel to the Akhirat? Long, arduous journey, permanent journey where there's no return, and you have not made any preparations? There can't be anybody more stupid than you. Here's your stick. Return the stick. Respected elder and friends, every one of us, we're traveling towards the Qabr, we're traveling towards the Akhirat. And we have to prepare for that. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has done a deal with us, with you and I. And he refers to it in the Quran al-Kareem. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala purchased our souls in exchange of Jannah. Exert ourselves in the ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and through that exertion, earn Jannah, the pleasure of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If one person, he's got a land in a very far-fetched area, the land is not even cultivated, nobody will pay him any price for that land, but suddenly somebody comes and tells a person that that land that you've got in a far-flung area, uncultivated, I'm prepared to pay you double the market value. Who won't sell his land? Our a'mal is weak, our nafs is weak, everything of ours is weak, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is prepared to purchase all that off from us. When, in worldly terms, we will sell that land to somebody who wants to pay double the price, yeah, Allah wants to purchase our a'mal in exchange of Jannah, why don't we exert, sell ourselves to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Respected elders and friends, Allah refers to three cycles in the Quran al-Kareem. Cycles of life. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'f. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created us weak. As children, as we are growing up, physically we are very, very weak. The next step Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about, that He has created, He has put strength and energy in you. And then after the strength and energy, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created weakness and old age. Life carries on. There's no stop. There's no stagnation. It carries on. Just as there's these three cycles of life, we also got three types of nafs in us. Allah refers to it in the Quran al-Kareem. La uksimu biyawmil qiyamah wa la uksimu bin nafsil lawwamah. Before that Allah says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ الْأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ. Allah speaks about the nafs, that how demanding the nafs is. Everything it wants, good and bad, it just wants to fulfill itself. The second nafs, it is نَفْسَ الْلَوَّامَةٌ. You come to a point in your life, you realize that you are wrong. You need to change. You want to reproach, you reproach yourself. You keep on reforming, changing yourself until you come to a point of nafsul mutma'inna. That nafs that have peace and satisfaction, that only comes with attaching yourself with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Most respected elder and friends, we need to, these are the moments of our life, in the month of Ramadan, we need to consider. Make islah of ourselves. Change our lives. How long are we going to carry on with the old style of life? Old habits we've got, sins we've got, weaknesses we've got. How long are we going to carry on with that? When are we going to change our lives? When are we going to bring about a reformation? When are we going to attach ourselves to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Our ulama have given four prescriptions for easy reformation. Just four prescriptions, an easy way of reforming yourself to get closer to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The first is, in the beginning of the day, we must do a musharata. Enter into a condition with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, I've got this weakness, I've got that weakness, I've got this weakness, I've got that weakness. Allah, I throw lustful glances at women. Allah, I hear backbiting. Allah, I speak bad and evil with my tongue. You know my weaknesses, you know my shortcomings. Today, I make a pact with you that I will never do anything wrong. You make a firm agreement with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That determination, that sincerity, I want to change. These sicknesses are hurting my life. It's taking away my peace and my happiness. How long am I going to carry on with my life? I need to change. You make a firm determination with Almighty Allah. Allah, today I'm not going to commit that sin. The second part is muraqabah. You watch yourself in the course of the day. I made a pact with Almighty Allah in the beginning of the day. I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to do the other. And as you go on with the day, now you watch yourself. That, and the moment you do the wrong, you want to do the wrong, you pull yourself away from it. You enter into an agreement with Almighty Allah. You can't break that agreement. At the end of the day, before sleeping, now you make muhasabah. You take an account of the things that you have done in the course of the day. Did you keep up with an agreement with Allah or not? If you could continue, you fulfill that agreement with Allah, thank Allah, ask Allah to keep you steadfast on that, so you can continue your reformation process. And if you have violated the condition with Almighty Allah, now in the fourth step, mu'aqabah. Punish yourself. In the beginning of the day, Allah, if I do this, I will read 10 rakat namaz. Allah, I will do one extra juz of the Quran Kareem. I'll give sadaqah, I'll give charity. Put some conditions upon yourself, put some pressure upon yourself to be able to change and reform your life. Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to change our life, to reform, get closer to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are the moments in the month of Ramadan where we enter into an agreement with Allah and we try to get closer to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respect elders and friends, Alhamdulillah, we are here in the month of Ramadan, last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Many of us are making sunnat i'tikaf. It's a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person making i'tikaf, he's a guest of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What can we tell about those guests whose host is none other than Almighty Allah? What can we tell about those guests whose host is none other than Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah is our host. We are the guest of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And such a host, he'll just bestow innumerable bounties and favors upon us. But the greatest need of our time, what are we here for? What is that we want? Why did we come and lock ourselves in the house of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? What is that we want from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Just two things. We want emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, and we want entrance into Jannah. We want eternal salvation. We're going to beg and we're going to plead Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wallah, we have come here in your house. We are not going to leave your house until you decree for us freedom from the fire of Jahannam, entrance into Jannah. For me, my wife, my children, my dear ones, and the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we're going to beg to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have imprisoned ourselves. One is a prisoner is imprisoned because of the crime that we committed. We understood our crime, and we have imprisoned ourselves in the house of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we enter into a pact with Allah, Allah, we are not going to leave your house until you don't decree for entrance into Jannah. That's the determination. Firm intention. And make two du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in this last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Rabbi khfirli khati'ati yawmaddin. Allah, you forgive me on the day of Qiyamah. This is the du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And another du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, wala tughzini yawma yub'asoon. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Allah, do not disgrace me. Do not humiliate me on the day of Qiyamah, on the day when you will be resurrecting the people. All the time on our tongues, these are the dua should be there. رَبِّ فِلِّي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ وَلَا تُغْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَسُونَ. Instead of one sahabi, Hadha Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, look at his determination. He committed a crime. He himself came and tied himself to Masjid al-Nabawi. In Masjid al-Nabawi, nearby Riyadh al-Jannah, there is that Ustwane Abu Lubaba. He imprisoned himself. He tied himself. And it was that determination that invoked the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. To the extent that we have determination, Allah's rahmat and mercy will come upon us. And lastly, respected elders and friends, we are here for to become Allah wala. Kunu Rabbaniyin. Attach ourselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We're going to say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, we want you from you. We don't want anything else. We want you, Allah. When we got you, we've got everything else. If we've got the whole world, we don't have you, we've got nothing. We want you from you, Allah. You put your love and inhabit our heart only with your love, O Allah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when he describes Rabbaneen and Allah wala, he presents four qualities for that. Sawwamam bin Nahar. A person that fasts in the day, alhamdulillah, in a state of fasting, in the month of Ramadan, we all are fasting. Qawwaman bil layl, the person who makes ibadat at night. Third, mustaghfiran bil ashar. At the time of tahajjud, you are making istighfar. One is to exert yourself in ibadat. After having exerted yourself in ibadat, you still tell to Allah, Allah, I haven't done enough. Allah, you forgive me for my weakness and shortcoming. And lastly, bukka min khashyatillah. Cry excessively out of the khawf and the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We make dua, Allah tabarak grant us tawfiq and hidayat to utilize the last few moments of the month of Ramadan in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, decrees for every one of us entry to Jannah, freedom, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Brothers, inshallah, now we'll be making the zikr. And the program for after Fajr, it will be all on the fazail of zikr. It will also be a zikr. So half zikr will be doing now, half zikr will be done after Fajr. This is the zikr jahri. Before making the zikr, we recite three times, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. And condition the mind that you're taking the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to attach ourselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We want the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to come into our hearts. Almighty Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, the intelligent people are those people who make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, while they're standing, while they're walking, while they're lying down, all the time they are making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned that the best thing is the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Afzalu zikr la ilaha illallah. So we make dua, Allah tabarak grant us tawfiq and hidayat, and Allah puts the love and the halawat, the sweetness of zikr on our tongue. When we make zikr, we will enjoy ourselves. It's a communication with Allah, attachment with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.